Welcome back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. How you doing, Danny?
Pretty good, Derek. How are you?
I am fine. So today we're talking about, I think it's Shaq's first starring role?
I think so, yeah.
This is a Steel. It's a 1997 superhero movie.
Was this the first, or was the Genie first?
I think Kazam might have been first.
It might have been. This wasn't any better.
No. I'm pretty sure Kazam was worse, though.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. This is a super... I wouldn't even call this a superhero
movie. No, no, no. It's not.
This is like a bad Iron Man origin story.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking the whole time. I'm just like, did they trick Shaq into doing this? But like him just thinking he was going to play Iron Man?
No, man. He's a man of steel.
Yeah.
You can tell that because he has a fake tattoo on his arm.
Yeah. He's got a Superman tat.
Yeah. I don't know if he actually has a tattoo. I don't think he does. But at certain parts of the movie, the tattoo's faded. And then later in the movie, it's like they're freshly drawn in. That way you can see it.
Yeah. Nothing happened. Not really in this movie.
Well, like, stuff happened. He didn't do anything.
Right.
He was very useless.
So it starts out, he's...
They're weapon testing
their military assets.
Yeah.
And we're testing laser guns.
Mm-hmm.
And we're testing sonic weapons.
Yep.
Right? And they take this laser gun and they shoot like they blow the tracks off of a tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then they basically melt M1 Abrams.
Yeah. with pretty much, it was obviously just a Roman candle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they already set these weapons up as... they can shoot through a tank.
Yeah.
Right?
They melted tank armor.
Right.
So what's our hero wear?
Just sheet metal.
Steel.
Yeah.
That's his name. Steel. Which has got to be super heavy. But yeah, he's super strong, right?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Not really.
Dude, he's too big.
Hmm.
Shaq is too big. Yeah. Was this comic book character like 8 feet tall or something? I don't know.
Maybe.
Like, why? It's just.
But yeah, no way. He's not a sprinter. So
no.
All the chase scenes were awful.
Oh my God.
Any chase scene where he's running? Yeah.
Was he fast on the cord at all?
No.
He basically just forced through.
Yeah. Cause I mean,
he's a giant. Fucking,
yeah. He's 7'6", yeah. Right? Well, yeah. He's a giant, so he just ran fast. Or he doesn't run fast. He just has a big stride.
Yeah.
But he's not known for his speed.
He would just push through people, I take it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's not very athletic. He's not agile at all. Like.
Well, because he's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after we do that weapons test, we go to another weapons test where... we're just going to vibrate the building a little bit or something. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're going to send a squad to attack this building and we're going to incapacitate them.
Yeah.
With the beam. But our bad guy is like, no, I'm going to turn this up to 11.
So I can impress this governor, mayor.
Because a test weapon would totally have this capability.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Well, what if you want to test higher...
it would be hooked to a system that you would, it'd be like dynoing an engine. You would put in the computer parameters to run the equipment, mm-hmm. right? It wouldn't be just a fucking dial on the gun.
Turn it up all the way up. And the sound wave, which sound works really weird in this, but a sound wave bounces off the building.
It echoes.
Yep. And it hit the building that they were in, and it kills the governor and crushes.
It was
Sparks.
A senator.
It was a senator.
Yeah, it was a senator.
And then crushes Sparks.
Yes. By the way, Sparks is his girl/friend
mm-hmm.
slash love interest.
It's comrade, and they have this weird like ET finger touch they do a lot because Shaq's obviously an alien.
Yeah, it's so fucking weird. They do it so much.
Mm-hmm. And it's so awkward weird. Every time.
So weird. Like, this is dumb, bro.
No, man.
Why?
I want to start doing finger touches.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
No.
Just out in public. Just, hey, it's our handshake. You know that finger touch?
God.
Come on, Danny.
At least you're not going to fucking Travolta waterfall my face.
No, that's it. That's personal. You can't do that in out in public. That's so really personal.
Douchebag McGee ends up getting court-martialed and just kicked out of the military. A senator is dead, by the way.
Douchebag McGee is Judd Nelson, by the way.
Yeah.
The only other... Well, the Sparks is like an actress I've seen before, but Judd Nelson's like... there's some familiar faces, but they're all like, you know, bottom barrel actors and stuff.
Sparks has had her spine crushed and she's paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that a fucking senator died, this dude would be in Leavenworth. He's not just getting out of the military.
No, man. He
went really out of his way to put people in harm's way.
Nah, but they don't know that for sure, right?
The other thing I was thinking about is not only did the senator die, I thought it was like an exercise where they were going to be incapacitating soldiers.
No, they were just testing on the building. Okay. There wasn't any soldiers in there.
Because I kept thinking, what about all the dudes in the building he just killed? Yeah. Well, okay. All right. So, dead senator, they kick him out of the military. Instead of putting him in prison, he'd totally be in prison for at least involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
After that,
Shaq quits. Yeah, because he's just like, nah, man.
It's Tony Stark's turn of, I don't want to make weapons anymore.
Yep.
I want to protect people. Right?
Yeah.
So, Shaq quits the military.
He goes back home to L.A.
Yep.
Which, Judd Nelson's character...
Burke.
Burke goes to L.A. because he has a buddy there.
Yeah.
Who
lives right down the road.
Yeah. He owns a business where they make arcade machines for troubled teens or something. Or not for them, but like employs troubled teens and stuff.
Yeah.
And he makes arcade machines.
It's a front to move weapons to the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows the billion-dollar corporation of making arcade machines is a good cover for selling guns.
Selling small arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stupid.
He had his own building, bro. He's very powerful, even though he's obviously just like a villain.
Yeah.
Like every other generic villain you've ever seen before. Long, slick back hair.
I mean, I don't even know his name. No. He doesn't even really get that much screen time. Not really.
No, Burke talks for him every time.
Yeah.
And he has this assistant who doesn't trust Burke.
Yeah.
Who threatens Burke. And then Burke immediately
murders her.
And the whole time he's like murdering all these guys around him and everyone else just falls in line. It's like, oh man, well, I guess, you know, he's definitely not going to murder me next. I don't see a pattern here.
No.
He seems like a trustworthy guy as long as I'm faithful to him.
Oh my God. We throw to Shaq is working at a steel mill.
I need a job at this steel mill, bro.
Apparently, there's some fucking hotties working in this steel mill. Holy shit.
I have never seen any factory or mill or anything like that where there's this many attractive, gorgeous women working there.
Dude, it's, it's crazy.
Maybe LA is just a different world.
No, it is not. Those two women in real life would be fucking 250, 300 pound sweaty dudes with their ass crack hanging out, fucking scratching their beer belly. It's like, hey, you want to go get a drink when we get off? It would not be fucking hotties walking
just
around there.
Just as sexy.
But yeah, he goes to work at a steel mill because he turns down all the weapons contracts that hit his front door before he even got there.
Yep.
It's so dumb. But.
Well, you know, he doesn't want to make guns anymore, okay?
Okay.
That's his old life. He's a better Shaq now.
I apologize. I'm wrong.
Yep.
Yeah. Shaq is brilliant.
Genius.
You can see his mental prowess through this entire movie.
Which they have the running joke. This is the funniest part of the movie is the running joke that he can't make free throws.
Oh my God.
He was always horrible at them.
Bro, so you think they're gonna make the joke once?
There was when he first got to LA.
He couldn't shoot the basketball.
Yeah. He misses.
Then he misses the trash can.
Yep.
Then he misses a clothes hamper.
Yeah. Those are the three. And then he finally makes the last one with the grenade with the longest fucking timer.
At that point, I wouldn't be afraid of it. It's obviously a dud.
Yeah. It's like 10 seconds. They're staring and holding this grenade. Be like, I can't make the shot.
Oh, dude, it felt like longer than that. It felt like they were holding that grenade for like 5 minutes.
Well, it was at least 10, 15 seconds.
Oh, 100%. But yeah.
It's just a long fuse.
Shaq ends up in a patrol car with his police officer woman friend.
I think they're related to him. That's all I know. It never explains who this person is. They just threw her in there. That way he could be in a cop car and they respond to the scene.
This was the point I was like, oh, well, maybe Sparks was just a really good friend.
Mm-mm.
And this is going to end up being his love interest in this movie.
No, as a family member.
And I was like, and this is going to be his motivation for being part of it. And she's going to be there like as his cover on the police force. And no, none of that happens. No. Not at all.
Nope.
She is literally there just so he can be in a fucking police car at a shootout going on with laser guns.
Yeah. She didn't get out of the car.
She never got out of the car.
They pull up to the crime scene, which this crime scene, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
First of all, the bad guy, he develops these guns.
Right.
These futuristic guns. He steals the data from the army or military or whatever.
Yeah.
And he recreates them. So they developed these weapons.
Yes.
It's the same two guns, the laser gun, sonic gun. And they outfit a Humvee with it.
Yeah.
And then they go and rob banks.
Like you do.
They're weapons arms dealer. Like they're manufacturing weapons. Sell your fucking guns.
Right. You wouldn't rob a bank.
No.
You wouldn't make your presence known at all.
No.
You wouldn't have these gangbangers running around your fucking place of business in order to get caught by the police and then sell you out.
Yeah. No, it's so stupid.
This would be a complete underground movement. You wouldn't know what's happening.
You don't need to rob a bank. You're going to make millions of dollars off these futuristic guns.
After the bank robbery, it just shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
All right. And after the bank robbery, that's where I was just like, oh, this is beyond stupid. This is so far beyond stupid, because not only did they actually do this, they actually robbed a bank with this hardware. The military would be all over it.
No, the military's just like, well, that can't happen. This is a top secret.
The military would be all over it. They would not let their toys be out in the wild like this.
Yeah.
This is like weapons technology development that probably is not going to be released for the next 40 years.
This is like them just rolling out fucking spaceships or UFOs hanging out. And the military would be like, hey, you can't be fucking telling people about our UFOs.
Exactly.
That's bullshit.
It's like how long did they fly the fucking SR-71 Blackbird?
Yeah, it was like before 20 years.
America even knew it existed.
Yeah, it was like 20, 30
right?
years.
Right?
Yeah.
This is beyond that. Hmm. We have laser beams that can blow through fucking 6-inch steel vault walls.
No, it was like a foot. It was like a foot thick steel.
This is,
but it's okay. Our hero has plating.
Yeah. He has a little bit of metal plating. Well, so
they're robbing the bank and they roll up and Shaq hops out to go try to help these cops who've got hit by a sparkler.
Yeah.
And
it's so bad because he's too big to hide behind anything.
Yeah. The cop doesn't even get out of the car. She's just like, hey, we need backup. She pulls up in front of him, and then they knock the vehicle over, and he has to save her then.
Yeah.
So after that, he is like, okay, he calls the military. The military is just like, yeah, you're full of shit. That's not possible. This is top secret.
Bruh, it's all over the news.
Yeah, exactly. It's on the fucking news. Like, I get it's 97.
Yeah.
There's still news.
Yeah, there was still security camera footage.
Yeah.
Instantly recognizable. The CIA would have killed all these people.
Oh, yeah.
You'd never have known about it.
Yeah. The CIA would be dying to get their hands on this
oh,
shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, new CIA toys? Oh, yeah. Oh, they'd be wet.
Yeah, they'd fucking murder everyone and, that we saw on the street.
Oh, shit.
So then we get Shaq.
Oh, one of the gangbangers gets left behind.
Yeah, well, we hear the horrible chase scene.
Yeah, and literally it's a lumbering Shaq just, you know, moseying through a train yard.
He would not have trouble. Like, this kid should not be able to be caught by Shaq.
No, Lord, no. He should have left Shaq in the dust and then some. And but then again, these trains shouldn't be slowing down Shaq because he should just be fucking stepping over them.
That.
But he finally catches this kid, and then just out of nowhere, another gangbanger shoots Shaq in the back.
It was Pirate Eye guy. You know, he had to go back for his boy.
How would he even know he's there?
Maybe he's got
Where
a
did this guy come from? Like, so dumb.
But Shaq knows that they're wearing purple, and this is the purple gang.
Yeah.
Unlike the blue and red gang. That normally you mix those two and you get the purple game.
Yeah. Pretty gay, bro.
Purple is the color of royalty, sir. Okay. Nothing gay about it. Nothing gay about it.
But yeah, he goes to the pool hall that the Urples, you know, help hold down.
The light Urples.
The light Urples. And he threatens them just straight up. It's like, I'm fucking huge and I'm going to break you in half if you don't tell me where you get the guns.
But they all had guns, so it didn't really work too well.
Right.
But
such a stupid idea. Oh, how's this guy military intelligence?
He's R&D.
Oh.
I mean, obviously, he's just a tech nerd, right?
Yeah. It wasn't long after this he goes and gets Sparks.
Yeah, pretty much after that, he's like, hey, I need a real person to, you know, help me build these weapons.
Yeah.
And he goes to get Sparks, who got transferred from wherever the fuck they were to Missouri or something like that.
Yeah, St. Louis.
Yeah, she's just in the VA out there. He just kidnaps her.
Yeah.
Out of the VA, and then everyone cheers.
Yeah.
And he takes her back, puts her to work.
So, I gotta be honest, man. This was gonna happen to Sparks eventually. The whole wheelchair thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually she was going to get railed by Shaq and Shaq was going to break her in half anyways. So
sure. Yeah,
it's,
they might, and she might have friend zoned him. You never know.
I don't know. Did it feel like friend zone to you though?
You think Shaq's stacked? You think he's hung? What if he just has like a normal sized penis? Would that look real weird?
That would look entirely weird.
This is really a tiny. That would,
Well, even a normal size one on Shaq would look tiny.
No, I mean like a normal like 6-inch penis. Would
be that's what
tiny.
I'm saying.
Yeah, they look tiny. So he takes her to Uncle Joe's?
Yeah. Uncle Joe's junkyard.
Junkyard, yep. Yeah, apparently he has everything.
Where Uncle Joe steals shit.
It falls off the back of a truck.
You'd be surprised what falls off the back of a truck.
Apparently a IBM 500 mainframe was pretty amazing.
I've never seen anything like that fall off the back of a truck.
Yeah, bro.
I've seen TVs and VCRs fall off the back of a truck. DVD players. TV, DVD player, VHS combos.
Dude, those are the best falls off the truck.
Yeah, but I've never seen fucking like before the time. Yeah, high level server equipment.
Hey, man, he knows somebody, okay?
Yeah. Sparks is quite literally his man in the chair.
Yep.
Yep.
And builds, well, I don't know what the fuck Sparks does. I guess she sets up all the communication equipment.
Logistics
and the camera.
Support.
She hacks into the street system.
Yeah, after he ran all the red lights.
Yeah.
She finally hacked into it. Yeah.
Joe makes the hammer.
Yeah. He never swings the hammer.
No.
That's so not good.
He uses it as a gun?
Yes.
Or
a gun. He uses it a gun twice over.
Yeah.
Or he turns on his magnetic force field.
Yeah.
To snatch everything made out of metal.
magnets. It's just like Fast and Furious.
He goes out on a couple of missions as a warm-up, right? And the cops are more preoccupied with chasing him down than they are the people who committed the crime.
He's definitely causing more trouble than he ever did.
Yes.
The first thing he does is he stops a burglar who robs some fucking rich white people on their way to a play, I'm sure. This is Batman's parents.
Yeah.
And
he saves Batman's parents.
Yeah. He does that. Then he goes after some gangbangers. It's like a shootout.
Yeah.
I guess he stops them and then he steals all the guns. Just by
standing between them.
Yeah. Then the cops show up and chase him because, of course, there's some guy wearing a big metal suit.
And we're responding to a shootout.
Yeah. And he has all the guns.
I got to thinking about this and I'm just like, he's got to be every cop's worst nightmare. Just a fucking 8 foot tall black dude in a fucking suit of armor swinging a fucking gravity hammer like he's a goddamn brute from Halo. Like, that has got to be horrifying.
This is what they trained for.
this is what they trained for. They 100% know what they're getting themselves into. This is not what they fucking trained for. This is not what they trained for
at all. This is what Trump was warning them about. There was a part where Joe asked Shaq about Sparks.
Yeah.
And like, what's her story? And he just tells all of her horrible backstory right there. To
loudly.
Yeah.
Fucking bellowing it across this junkyard. Everybody she knows is dead. Like, fucking keep your voice down, Andre the Giant.
Her dad's dead. She didn't have anybody. Her mom drinks herself into comas every night. It's like, what? Jesus. This is like private shit she told you, bro. And you're just fucking repeating it out in the loud.
Oh.
Everyone who asks, like, hey, man, she got, what's up with her? No, her parents are dead. Everyone fuck with that.
Oh, she got problems then. Oh, no.
She's in a wheelchair.
Oh, she's kind of cute for a wheelchair girl, but now you're right. I don't want that.
Yeah. Some skeletons.
Yeah, just totally belted out all her personal shit very loudly. She could totally hear him saying it.
That's why she fell out of the chair.
Yeah.
They just laughed, just, you know, she's sitting there,
it's like,
on the ground.
Cripple.
No, don't help her, Joe. She's got to figure out how to do it on her own.
Oh, you can totally help me. It's fine.
Nope. Let's just laugh at her.
Nope. She can't learn if we're not standing over her laughing at her.
Those are life lessons you got to learn on your own.
Oh my God.
With some monsters over there staring at you because you can't use your fucking legs anymore.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so when he stops these gangbangers, they're like, you know, having a shootout. And they all turn to start shooting at him, right?
Yes.
His face isn't protected.
No, not at all.
If one bullet just hits him in the face, he still dies.
Like, he essentially only has a Batman mask on.
Yeah.
Right?
And he's like, just standing there like, I'm bulletproof.
All of it is open from nose to throat.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, you could easily just be shot in the face.
Yeah, shot in the face, shot in the throat. Yeah.
And you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Nah, bulletproof.
Totally. 100%
bulletproof.
Totally bulletproof.
Mm-hmm. Laser proof. The sound waves. Yeah, sometimes they knock him out. They'll throw him around.
Sometimes they don't.
And sometimes they bounce off of him.
Yeah. You think this is supposed to be vibranium?
I'm sure it's supposed to be something like that. But he just makes that out of normal steel because this is what's in the fucking junkyard.
He adds something to the steel, though.
I guess.
Yeah. So when he's making his armor pieces and stuff like that, he's literally got like a bucket of powder additive for the molten steel. I would want to say vibranium because of what we've seen with Wakanda Tech, but that's Marvel. This is DC. So adamantium powder, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Sparkle dust.
Sparkle dust. Yes. 100% sparkle dust. It's got to be something added to it to make it not vibrate. I have no idea what, because they don't tell us.
After the gangbangers, he gets chased by the cops.
Yeah.
We get this awful chase scene where he's on foot, and then we get another one where he's on bike.
Well, he grapples to the top of a building like Batman, but he's wearing a set of full plate.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to chase this guy.
No, not at all. He's slow to begin with.
Yeah.
Then now, strap another 100 pounds on him.
Oh, 200 easily.
Yeah.
Then he has a bike chase scene where he leads them back to their HQ, but it's okay because he made it inside the Batcave.
Yeah, he got to the pain spray, so the cops stopped chasing him.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, shit, well, he's gone. We're definitely not going to comb the area.
Nope. He went in that pile of trash over there. You're right. We're not going to block off the area.
Yeah, we lost him right around this area. But
got away from us.
Damn it. Stars disappeared.
That sneaky 8 foot tall steel man.
No one in this town meets that description. That's.
Oh,
there's not
God.
Just one person walking through LA the whole time that is that height. It's the only fucking person. Actually.
It might be the only person in fucking America. Yeah. Okay.
There's a couple other tall guys.
But yeah, it's so dumb.
Very far in view in between. Everyone would be like, it's that guy.
Yep. Him. He did it.
Yep.
Even the police lineup they did. They couldn't find another black guy as tall as him.
No. The guy was like half foot taller. Yeah. Half foot shorter than him was like the closest person.
Yeah. And he was still only like 6 something.
Yeah. But no one would point him out because they knew he was a good person. Because he saved old Wilson's life or Carlson's life.
But I'm just like, look at the fucking lineup. His head is through the very top line. It's just that giant. It's obviously him. The bad guys planted a gun in his basement and then called the cops.
Yeah.
That's how he got arrested to begin with.
That was after the Federal Reserve scene, though, right?
Was it? Or was it before?
Yeah, that was after the Federal Reserve scene. So they go and rob the Federal Reserve first.
Yeah.
And this is the first time he confronts them.
Another thing that just wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Bro, you want to get all 5 stars? Rob the fucking Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's very easy. There's no fucking guards at
all. Yeah, no.
There's like one.
It's 2 old guys.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, they got lasers. We got to get out of here.
Yeah. So as the Robin and me shows up and does nothing.
Oh my God.
He shoots the laser at the Humvee and it's just, oh, it's got plating. So what's he do? He just keeps shooting at it.
Right.
And then the cops show up and start shooting at him. And then Mahilo shows up and they blow the helicopter out of this guy.
Yeah.
And then he gets blamed for it. But the cops saw.
Yeah.
Like, the cop knew that it was those guys. But they weren't sure if he was with them. But he did save their life. Like, he saved one of their lives and stuff.
Yeah.
It was obviously they were fighting.
Another situation where just the army, the military would have took care of this.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's they respond, right? They're sending people at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he gets arrested because they sent in this information and they use this as a preview
of what their weapons can do.
Yeah.
So they can sell. Yeah. So they can sell their guns to essentially the Axis of Evil.
Yeah.
Right.
Had the,
I think there was some Frenchies. Was there an Italian? Or a Russian?
I don't know what the lady was. I don't know. I'm sure the chick was Russian, I think. And then you had the cartel.
Yeah.
There was some like weird group of people in the jungle. Like, but he was white.
Yeah. I don't know who all these people were supposed to be.
And you had Nazis too.
Oh, yeah.
Just white skinhead neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
Because they could definitely afford
advanced military hardware. So they contact all these groups on the internet.
Ooh, the diabolical internet.
Ooh, because we're going to auction off the tech, right? Mm-hmm.
It was just an ad on the fucking internet.
So in order to auction off all this tech online, we take the heads of all these groups and bring them here.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how that's not how this will work.
Well, they don't actual auction online. It's just they just post that online and be like, hey guys, bad weapons sold here.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
So all these people show up and they are about to start doing their sales, right? Mm-hmm. And honestly, this is where it just absolutely gets diabolical. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only going to lease you the guns.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to sell them to you because you have to come back to me for all their tech updates and recharging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, holy shit, all these guns are made by Apple.
Yep. Pretty much. They're Apple guns. Yeah.
All these guns are fucking iPhones and MacBooks. Yeah. You can't work on it yourself.
Nope. I send it back to them. Oh, you want to charge it? Oh, you got to have our special new power cord. only we use that special cord.
Yeah.
And it changes every fucking phone.
Yeah. Every 6 months, there's a new one.
Yep.
Yep.
Better buy a new iPhone. That old charger doesn't work. We shut it off.
Oh, man.
And you know the best part? I don't know if you noticed. He makes a little handgun, right?
Yeah.
It's like a little sound or a laser gun.
Mm-hmm.
It has his fucking name on it. It says Burke on the hill.
Like
he's manufacturing with his own fucking name on it.
Oh, it totally does, dude. So dumb. So dumb. I wonder who made this gun.
I don't know.
This is Burke Tech Technologies on the side of all these firearms. It's just the balls to be like, you're never going to figure out how to recharge this.
Yeah. I don't know. A power cable?
It can't be that fucking complicated.
Yeah.
Plug it into the wall. I don't know. We'll figure it the fuck out.
Oh, it's got a special connector.
I don't know. Fucking solder something to it. We'll be fine. We'll figure it the fuck out.
Yeah. They'll figure it out.
How complicated could it be?
A lot less complicated than fucking going back and recharging it.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah. So he turns on everyone else that works for him at this point.
Oh yeah. The guy that he was pretending was his business partner. He just shoots him as a demonstration. Then the gangbangers come out and he just shoots them too.
Poor purple gang. They didn't deserve that. Okay.
Like, dude. Nobody works for you anymore. All of these criminal masterminds you've brought here are just like, hey, he just like shot all his goons.
Mm-hmm.
We should just fucking kill him and take this stuff and split it, right?
Yeah. All he has is the one really deep voiced.
Yeah.
This guy wasn't a basketball player, was he?
I don't know this guy. But literally just the deepest fucking baritone voice you've ever heard in your life.
They kidnap Sparks, of course.
Of course.
As Shaq's trying to save her, I mean, of course, he gets caught immediately. He tricks the Burke into activating the magnet because, of course, he'd be like, oh, that's full charge? Oh, okay. I'm definitely going to do that.
Oh, so eye-rolling. Burke would just fucking execute him like he has everybody else.
Yeah.
He wouldn't hesitate. He would just fucking kill him. There's no reason for him to not. And the fact is he already knows wheelchair girl is smarter than this fucking lumbering idiot anyways.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a fucking tech hostage, it's obviously her.
And so that he turns on and the magnet. So the weapon shoots back over to Shaq there.
Yeah.
And he does nothing. And Sparks literally takes down all the bad guys.
Oh, my God. Sparks turns into a fucking auto turret.
Yeah. She's the hero. She's the hero of the story.
Yeah.
She's the actual fucking superhero.
Yeah.
And Shaq is a beard.
Yeah. 100%. Like, literally, she turns into a fucking double barrel auto turret. She takes everyone down, just fucking spins a circle, just mowing people down. And then she has fucking jet boosters as well on her wheel. Like, what the fuck?
All that Shaq does is he literally just stands there as Burke hits him with the charged up all the way pulse rifle or sonic gun.
Yeah.
And it reflects back at Burke and hits him and knocks him out.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even do anything.
I was halfway expecting a scene at the end of this where Burke crawls out of the rubble.
Yeah. They're not going to make a fucking sequel to
this. I know they wouldn't make a sequel to it because it's fucking terrible. but I figured that would be the icing on the shit cake is the implication that they would even think they could try.
He does. He has his redemption where they throw a grenade in the room with him and his little brother, because his little brother is held hostage there too. That's where he has to finally make the layup off of this grenade with like a 20, 30 second fuse or something. The deep voice guy blows up.
Oh, Uncle Joe saves the day.
Yeah, Uncle Joe actually calls the military. He's like, hey, they're here.
Hey, this shit's going down. Ain't y'all going to be here anytime today?
I mean, Sparks already took care of all the bad guys.
So. Yeah, Shaq just stood there, watch it all happen.
I mean, he doesn't do anything. He makes everyone's life harder and lumbers his way through the whole fucking thing.
Sparks is so smart with advanced robotics. The implication by the end of this is she's going to build the ability to walk again. Yeah.
Yeah, she was working on a robot wheelchair to walk again.
Yeah.
She invented GoPros and...
Yeah. Yeah, Sparks doesn't need him. If anything...
Better than this girl.
He's holding her back.
Yeah. And then we have a nice little cookout at the end and...
Yep.
Where, you know, he introduces that white girl to his grandma.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hey, Granny, this is the white girl I'm going to marry. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
No, not my fucking family.
Oh, the other running storyline through all this is Granny trying to perfect her souffle recipe for her restaurant that she's going to open named Black and Bleu.
Black and Bleu. But she opens at the end, and it's just her front yard.
Yep.
She has the up house. It's just in the middle of the fucking city. You have all these buildings, office buildings, and then, you know, run down fucking neighborhood, and then one fucking perfectly pristine up house. This old fucking house with a nice picket fence and yard. And she just opens up a restaurant on the fucking street, on their sidewalk.
I've never been to L.A. I don't know what L.A. neighborhoods look like.
Not like that.
I would be shocked if it looked like that. That is not what I see in my mind's eye. I see rows of fucking apartment complexes and shit like that. I don't see it as actual houses their fucking downtown area.
You'd have houses like that in...
The suburbs.
Suburbs, yeah.
But not in the fucking downtown area. Like, you live in the city.
I'm guessing this is just an actual, like, house that someone just never sold, and they turn it into, like, a little museum or something. It probably has to be some historic, like, thing to this house.
Maybe.
It's the same thing, like, it's the same thing, where it's just one house like that in the middle of this fucking downtown LA, which I'm not sure where they're ending up. It's real similar. It just looks the same.
When I think about LA, in my mind, I'm just like, I always akin big cities like this to, you know, kind of New York-esque in a lot of ways.
It's more spread out.
Yeah.
It's not just skyscrapers.
I would never expect to see a fucking single standalone house like this in the fucking middle of New York.
No.
Right? Anyways, this movie fucking sucked. This movie is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's bad.
What's worse, Shaq's acting or Shaq's free throw shot?
Shaq's acting like he can't make a free throw shot. I couldn't do it. I don't know how. My brain don't work good. Yeah.
He was young. He was real young.
He looks like his thoughts hurt. He has this constant, just fucking constipated face. Yeah.
That's him trying to act, bro. Okay.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Kind of like the big guy whenever Burke murdered the assistant. The guy was just like real confused.
What?
What?
Huh?
Huh? Well, I guess I work for him now.
Oh.
$16 million budget.
That's too much.
It made $1.8.
Do you think $10 million of that was just paying Shaq?
No.
Probably.
This is real early on in his career, so I don't think he's getting paid a big bucks.
Actually, so. What? I mean, surely they paid him a couple million.
Yeah, maybe a million.
Just for the name.
Well, the name wasn't enough to draw in, so.
Yeah. Fair enough. I don't remember this coming out in theaters.
Yeah, me either. I remember reading it on VHS.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't in theaters very long.
No.
It was an August release.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Into summer.
Oh, geez.
Kids are going back to school and shit now.
No, yeah, don't worry about that 1.8 million. We'll make it back in DVD sales.
Merch.
VHS sales.
Everyone's going to want their fucking Shaq Steel doll.
Oh, man.
He's got slam dunk action. I can't make that free throw, though.
Oh, man. This was rough. This is real bad.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
I just felt sorry for everybody in it. I felt sorry for everybody in this.
I didn't feel sorry for Judd Nelson.
He's better than this.
Nah, man. He was trying his fucking best bad guy out.
You know what he reminded me of? Paul Reiser is who he reminds me of. He reminds me of Paul Reiser in Aliens.
Oh.
His character name is still Burke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He reminded me of like the slimy guy that was fucking going to sell out Ripley and put aliens in him. Watching this movie, I'm just like, God damn, it even fucking looks like him too. Sounds like him, looks like him. I had to look it up to make sure it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you got for me, man?
I'd give this like an 8 out of 10 on the hate meter, bro.
8?
Yeah.
Is it bad? Yes. But the thing is, it's very forgettably bad.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't really hate it. Yeah,
I also know nothing about the comic book character either.
I think there's like a 4 comic miniseries for this character, and I think that's like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah.
Was he supposed to be kind of like Batman? Was this comic book arc anything to do with weapons?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. All I've seen is the cover, and I think it was like a 1 of 4. I don't even know if they finished the fucking thing.
You're right. Yeah. I don't think they finished it. spent so much.
Yeah, the movie doesn't make any sense, and acting's horrible. Shaq doesn't do anything the whole fucking time.
What did we spend so much money on?
The special effects. Yes, you know, fucking probably all the sparklers and stuff.
It costs a lot to blow up fake buildings. I mean, fuck, for that many millions of dollars, they're blowing up real buildings then. Wouldn't just blowing up models.
I guess.
They built scale stuff. They had to have built scale stuff.
I'm sure the outfits are kind of pretty crazy in this.
His motorcycle was like probably $1,000.
Probably a motorcycle?
Yeah.
$1,000? No, like $100,000. It was like a custom built motorcycle. Yeah, I'm sure they had a...
Whatever. They glued shit onto a dirt bike. Wow. This was not $100,000 motorcycle.
That was how much they would charge them.
They rented a fucking Humvee for a couple of days.
Dude, they had a big look at all those arcade machines, bro. Like in an office building. Yeah, this is all these locations, bro. Like, oh, come on.
This movie was just made to launder money. They just happened to get another 1.8 million. This was just a launder money. They didn't care if it did well. Oh, man. Yeah, dude. I would say just 5.
I'll go with a 6 on hate meter because, yeah, you're right. I didn't really hate watching it. It was just like bad and not entertaining.
Yeah, it's bad and not entertaining. It's got to start getting pretty fucking obnoxious before we get up to like 7s and 8s.
As much as bad as Shaq's acting is, I like him as a person. So yeah. I can forgive it because he's not a fucking actor. He's a basketball player. So
yeah, that's true. That's true.
After watching this, I'm just amazed he actually could get up and down the court and actually fucking shoot the ball every now and then. So and make some hoops.
I'm not a basketball watcher, but I bet it could be hilarious watching this guy running back and forth down the court.
I mean, he was a great player, but he's just
shaking the fucking ground with every stomp.
He had a range of about 5 feet, and that was just right in the fucking key there.
Because that's how far he could just reach and drop the ball. That's how far he could
reach, yep. And he had a substantial size advantage on most players, but I mean, there's a lot of tall guys in basketball, so.
Yeah.
But even then, he's still a big guy.
I don't know, man. That's kind of all I got for this one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you on the next one. Make sure you like, subscribe, and,
comment. Hit the things.
Yep.
Do the stuff.
Yep. Thanks for joining us.
See you later, guys.